Chapter 48. And Billy came to me and was coaching it into the city, so I went with him for a shaking, because it would not cost me a farthing. There I met my friend Stratford, 12, the merchant, who was going abroad to gather up his debts and be clear in the world. He begged that I would dine with some merchant friends of ours there, because it was the last time I should see him. So I did, and thought to have seen Lord Treasurer in the evening, but he happened to go out at 5, so I visited some friends, and came home. And now I have the greatest part of your letter to answer, and yet I will not do it tonight. Say what you please. The Parliament meets tomorrow, but will be prorogued for a fortnight, which disappointment will, I believe, vex abundance of them, though they are not Whigs, for they are forced to be in town at expense for nothing. But we want an answer from Spain, before we are sure of everything being right for the peace, and God knows whether we can have that answer this month. It is a most ticklish juncture of affairs. We are always driving to an inch. I am weary of it. Knight M.D. 3. The Parliament met, and was prorogued, as I said, and I found some cloudy faces, and heard some grumbling. We have got over all our difficulties with France, I think. They have now settled all the articles of commerce between us and them, wherein they were very much disposed to play the rogue, if we had not held them to it, and this business we wait from Spain is to prevent some other rogueries of the French, who are finding an evasion, to trade to the Spanish West Indies, but I hope we shall prevent it. I dined with Lord Treasurer, and he was in good humor enough. I gave him that part of my book in manuscript, to read where his character was, and drawn pretty freely. He was reading, and correcting it with his pencil, when the Bishop of St. David's 13, now removing to Hereford, came in and interrupted us. I left him at 8, and sat till 12 with the Provost and Bishop of Clare at the Provost's. Knight M.D. 4. I was today at court, but kept out of Lord Treasurer's way, because I was engaged to the Duke of Ormond, where I dined, and, I think, ate, and drank too much. I sat this evening with Lady Masham, and then with Lord Masham and Lord Treasurer at Lord Masham's. It was last year, you may remember, my constant evening place. I saw Lady Jersey, 14, with Lady Masham, who has been laying out for my acquaintance, and has forced a promise for me to drink chocolate with her in a day or two, which I know not whether I shall perform. I have just mended my pen, you see, for I do not much like her character, but she is very malicious, and therefore I think I must keep fair with her. I cannot send this letter till Saturday next, I find, so I will answer yours now. I see no different days of the month, yet it is dated January 3. So it was long a coming. I did not write to Dr. Coghill that I would have nothing in Ireland, but that I was soliciting nothing anywhere, and that is true. I have named Dr. Stern to Lord Treasurer, Lord Bolingbroke, and the Duke of Ormond, for a bishopric, and I did it heartily. I know not what will come of it, but I tell you as a great secret, that I have made the Duke of Ormond promise me to recommend nobody till he tells me, and this for some reasons too long to mention. My head is still in no good order. I am heartily sorry for Pooh PPT, I'm sure. Her head is good for. Dot 15, I'll answer more to Mallow. Knight, dearest M.D., Knight D. Salas, M.D. 16, 5. I must go on with your letter. I dined today with Sir Andrew Fountain and the Provost, and I played at Omber with him all the afternoon. I won, yet Sir Andrew is an admirable player. Lord Pembroke, 17, came in, and I gave him 3 or 4 scurvy dilly puns that begin with an if. Well, but your letter, well, let me see. No, I believe I shall write no more this good while, nor publish what I have done. Naughty, PPT, who are really tempigant. I did not suspect who would tell Philby. 18, who are so. Dot 19, turns and visitations, what are these? I'll preach and visit as much for Mr. Walls. Pray God mend Poops. 20, health. Mine is but very indifferent. I have left off spa water. It makes my legs swell. Nihilist MD. 6. This is the Queen's birthday, and I never saw it celebrated with so much luxury and fine clothes. I went to court to see them, and I dined with Lord Keeper, where the ladies were fine to admiration. I passed the evening at Mrs. Van Homry's, and came home pretty early, to answer Uredel again. Pray God keep the Queen. She was very ill about 10 days ago, and had the gout in her stomach. When I came from Lord Keeper's, I called at Lord Treasurer's, because I heard he was very fine, and that was a new thing, and it was true, for his coat and waistcoat were embroidered. I have seen the provost often since, and never spoke to him to speak to the temples about Daniel Carr, nor will. I don't care to do it. I have writ lately to Parvisel, who did well to let him make up his accounts. All things grow dear in Ireland, but corn to the parsons, for my livings are fallen much this year by Parvisel's account. Knight D. Lokes, M.D. 7. 8. I was at court today, but saw no birthday clothes. The great folks never wear them above once or twice. I dined with Lord Orkney, and sat the evening with Sir Andrew Fountain, whose leg is in a very dubious condition. Pray let me know when D.D.'s money is near due. Always let me know it beforehand. This, I believe, will hardly go till Saturday, for I tell you what, being not very well, I dare not study much. So I let company come in the morning, and the afternoon pass in dining and sitting somewhere. Lord Treasurer is angry if I don't dine with him every second day, and I cannot part with him till late. He kept me last night till near 12. Our weather is constant rain above these 2 months, which hinders walking, so that our spring is not like yours. I have not seen Fanny Manley, 21, yet. I cannot find time. I am in rebellion with all my acquaintance, but I will mend with my health and the weather. Clar make a figure. Clar make a colds. Why, we have been all dying with colds, but now they are a little over, and my second is almost off. I can do nothing for Swanton indeed. It is a thing impossible, and wholly out of my way. If he buys, he must buy. So now I have answered Uredel, and there's an end of that now, and I'll say no more, but bid you night, DMD. 8. 9. It was terrible rainy today from morning till night. I intended to have dined with Lord Treasurer, but went to see Sir Andrew Fountain, and he kept me to dinner, which saved coach hire, and I stayed with him all the afternoon, and lost 13 shillings and 6 pence at Omber. There was management. And Lord Treasurer will chide, but I'll dine with him tomorrow. The Bishop of Clare's daughter has been ill some days, 22, and it proves the smallpox. She is very full, but it comes out well, and they apprehend no danger. Lady Orkney has given me her picture, a very fine original of Sir Godfrey Kneller's. It is now a mending. He has favored her squint admirably, and you know I love a cast in the eye. I was to see Lady Worsley, 23, today, who has just come to town. She is full of rheumatic pains. All my acquaintance grow old and sickly. She lodges in the very house in King Street, between St. James Street and St. James Square, where D.D.'s brother bought the sweetbread, when I lodged there, and M.D. came to see me. Short sighs. 24, night M.D. 9. 10, I thought to have dined with Lord Treasurer today, but he dined abroad at Tom Harley's, so I dined at Lord Masham's, and was winning all I had lost playing with Lady Masham at Crown Picket, when we went to pools, and I lost it again. Lord Treasurer came in to us, and chid me for not following him to Tom Harley's. Miss Ash is still the same, and they think her not in danger. My man calls there daily, after I am gone out, and tells me at night. I was this morning to see Lady Jersey, and we have made 20 parties about dining together, and I shall hardly keep one of them. She is reduced after all her greatness to 7 servants, and a small house, and no coach. 25, I like her tolerably as yet. Night M.D. 10. 11. I made visits this morning to the Duke and Duchess of Ormond, and Lady Betty, and the Duchess of Hamilton.
When I was writing this near 12 o'clock, the Duchess of Hamilton sent to have me dine with her tomorrow. I am forced to give my answer through the door, for my man has got the key, and is gone to bed. But I cannot obey her, for our society meets tomorrow.
I stole away from Lord Treasurer by 8, and intended to have passed the evening with Sir Thomas Clarges, 26, and his lady, but met them in another place, and have there sat till now. My head has not been ill today. I was at court, and made Lord Mansell walk with me in the park, before we went to dinner. Yesterday and today have been fair, but yet it rained all last night. I saw Stern staring at court today. He has been often to see me, he says. But my man has not yet let him up. He is in deep mourning. I hope it is not for his wife.
27.
I did not ask him. Knight M.D. 12.
28.
I have reckoned days wrong all this while, for this is the 12th. I do not know when I lost it. I dined today with our society, the greatest dinner I have ever seen. It was at Jack Hill's, the governor of Dunkirk. I gave an account of 60 guineas I had collected, and am to give them away to two authors tomorrow, and Lord Treasurer has promised us £100 to reward some others. I found a letter on my table last night, to tell me that poor little Harrison, the Queen's secretary, that came lately from Utrecht with the barrier treaty, was ill, and desired to see me at night, but it was late, and I could not go till today. I have often mentioned him in my letters, you may remember. I went in the morning, and found him mighty ill, and got 30 guineas for him from Lord Bolingbroke, and an order for £100 from the Treasury, to be paid him tomorrow, and I have got him removed to Knightsbridge for air. He has a fever and inflammation on his lungs, but I hope will do well. Knight. 13. I was to see a poor poet, one Mr. Diaper,
29,
in a nasty garret, very sick. I gave him 20 guineas from Lord Bolingbroke, and disposed the other 60 to two other authors, and desired a friend, to receive the £100 for poor Harrison, and will carry it to him tomorrow morning. I sent to see how he did, and he is extremely ill. And I very much afflicted for him, for he is my own creature, and in a very honorable post, and very worthy of it. I dined in the city. I am in much concern for this poor lad. His mother and sister attend him, and he wants nothing. Knight Poo DMD. 14. I took Parnell this morning, and we walked to see poor Harrison. I had the £100 in my pocket. I told Parnell I was afraid to knock at the door, my mind misgave me. I knocked, and his man in tears told me his master was dead an hour before. Think what grief this is to me. I went to his mother, and have been ordering things for his funeral with as little cost as possible, tomorrow at 10 at night. Lord Treasurer was much concerned when I told him. I could not dine with Lord Treasurer, nor anywhere else, but got a bit of meat toward evening. No loss ever grieved me so much. Poor creature. Pray God Almighty bless poor M.D. Adieu. I send this away tonight, and am sorry it must go, while I am in so much grief. Letter 60.
1.
London, February 15,
1712-13.
I dined today with Mr. O, 2, and a projector, who has been teasing me with 20 schemes to get grants. And I don't like one of them, and, besides, I was out of humor for the loss of poor Harrison. At 10 this night I was at his funeral, which I ordered to be as private as possible. We had but one coach with four of us, and when it was carrying us home after the funeral, the braces broke, and we were forced to sit in it, and have it held up, till my man went for chairs, 3, at 11 at night in terrible rain. I am come home very melancholy, and will go to bed. Knight. M.D.
4.
16. I dined today with Lord Dublin, and some company to divert me, but left them early, and have been reading a foolish book for amusement. I shall never have courage again, to care.
care for making anybody's fortune. The Parliament meets tomorrow, and will be prorogued another fortnight, at which several of both parties were angry. But it cannot be helped, though everything about the peace is past all danger. I never saw such a continuance of rainy weather. We have not had two fair days together these 10 weeks. I have not dined with Lord Treasurer these 4 days, nor can I till Saturday, for I have several engagements till then, and he will chide me to some purpose. I am perplexed with this £100 of poor Harrison's, what to do with it. I cannot pay his relations till they administer, for he is much in debt. 5. But I will have the staff in my own hands, and venture nothing. Knight Poo DMD. 17. Lady Jersey and I dined by appointment today with Lord Bolingbroke. He is sending his brother, 6, to succeed Mr. 7, Harrison. It is the prettiest post in Europe for a young gentleman. I lose my money at Amber sadly. I make 1,000 blunders. I play but 8, 3-penny Amber, but it is what you call running Amber. Lady Clarges, 9, and a drab I 8, won a dozen shillings of me last night. The Parliament was prorogued today, and people grumble, and the good of it is the peace cannot be finished by the time they meet, there are so many fiddling things to do. Is PPT an Amber Lady yet? You know all the tricks of it now, I suppose. I reckon you have all your cards from France, for ours pay 6 pence a pack taxes, which goes deep to the box. I have given away all my spa water, and take some nasty steel drops, and my head has been better this week past. I send every day, to see how Miss Ash does. She is very full, they say, but in no danger. I fear she will lose some of her beauty. The sun lies out of the house. I wish he had them too, while he is so young. Knight MD. 18. The Earl of Abingdon, 10, has been teasing me these 3 months to dine with him, and this day was appointed about a week ago, and I named my company, Lord Stahl, 11, Colonel Disney, 12, and Dr. Arbuthnot, but the two last slipped out their necks, and left Stawell and me to dine there. We did not dine till 7, because it is Ash Wednesday. We had nothing but fish, which Lord Stawell could not eat, and got a broiled leg of a turkey. Our wine was poison, yet the puppy has £12,000 a year. His carps were raw, and his candles tallow. He, 13, shall not catch me in haste again, and everybody has laughed at me for dining with him. I was today to let Harrison's mother know I could not pay till she administers, which she will do. I believe she is an old bod. 14, and her daughter a dash. There were more Whigs today at court than Tories. I believe they think the peace must be made, and so come to please the Queen. She is still lame with the gout. Knight MD. 19. I was at court today, to speak to Lord Bolingbroke, to look over Parnell's poem since it is corrected. And Parnell and I dined with him, and he has shown him 3 or 4 more places to alter a little. Lady Bolingbroke came down to us, while we were at dinner, and Parnell stared at her, as if she were a goddess. I thought she was like Parnell's wife, and he thought so too. Parnell is much pleased with Lord Bolingbroke's favor to him, and I hope it may one day turn to his advantage. His poem will be printed in a few days. Our weather continues as fresh raining, as if it had not rained at all. I sat tonight at Lady Masham's, where Lord Treasurer came and scolded me for not dining with him. I told him I could not till Saturday. I have stayed there till past 12. So night de solace, night. 20. Lady Jersey, Lady Catherine Hyde. 15. The Spanish ambassador, the Duke d'Autry. 16. Another Spaniard, and I, dined today by appointment with Lord Bolingbroke. But they fell a drinking so many Spanish healths in champagne that I stole away to the ladies and drank tea till late, and then went and lost my money at Amber with Sir Andrew Fountain, who has a very bad leg. Miss Ash is past all danger, and her eye, which was lately bad, I suppose one effect of her distemper, is now better. I do not let the bishop see me, nor shall this good while. Good luck.
When I came home, I warned, I found a letter from MD, number 338. And do write so small nowadays. I hope you poor eyes are better. Well, this shall go tomorrow sennight, with a bill for MD. I will speak to Mr. Griffin, 17, tomorrow about PPT's brother Philby, and desire, whether he deserves or no, that his employment may be mended. That is to say, if I can see Griffin, otherwise not. And I'll answer Uredal NIPDFR think fit. Night MD. 21. Methinks I read a little saucy last night. I mean the last. Dot 18, I saw Griffin at court. He says he knows nothing of a salt work at Recton, but that he will give Philby a better employment, and desires Philby will write to him. If I knew how to write to Philby, I would. But pray do you. Bid him make no mention of you, but only let Mr. Griffin know that he has the honor to be recommended by Dr. S., etc. ... that he will endeavor to deserve, etc. And if you dictated a whole letter for him, it would be better. I hope he can write and spell well. I'll inquire for a direction to Griffin before I finish this. I dined with Lord Treasurer and seven lords today. You know Saturday is his great day, but I sat with them alone till late, and then came home, and have been writing a letter to Mrs. Davis, at York. She took care to have a letter delivered for me at Lord Treasurer's, for I would not own one she sent by post. She reproaches me for not writing to her these 4 years, and I have honestly told her it was my way never to write to those whom I am never likely to see, unless I can serve them, which I cannot her, etc. Davis the schoolmaster's widow. Night MD. 22. I dined today at Lord Orkney's, with the Duke of Ormond and Sir Thomas Hanmer. 19. Have you ever heard of the latter? He married the Duchess of Grafton in his youth. She dined with us too. He is the most considerable man in the House of Commons. He went last spring to Flanders, with the Duke of Ormond, from thence to France, and was going to Italy, but the ministry sent for him, and he has been come over about 10 days. He is much out of humor with things. He thinks the peace is kept off too long, and is full of fears and doubts. It is thought he is designed for Secretary of State, instead of Lord Dartmouth. We have been acquainted these 2 years, and I intend, in a day or two, to have an hour's talk with him on affairs. I saw the Bishop of Clare at court, Mrs. Recovering. I know not how much she will be marked. The Queen is slowly mending of her gout, and intends to be brought in a chair to Parliament when it meets, which will be March 3, for I suppose they will prorogue no more, yet the peace will not be signed then, and we apprehend the Tories themselves will many of them be discontented. Night DMD. 23. It was ill weather today, and I dined with Sir Andrew Fountain, and in the evening played at Omber with him and the Provost, and won 25 shillings, so I have recovered myself pretty well. Dilly has been dunning me to see Fanny Manley, but I have not yet been able to do it. Miss Ash is now quite out of danger, and hope will not be much marked. I cannot tell how to direct to Griffin, and think he lives in Berry Street, near St. James Street, hard by me, but I suppose your brother may direct to him to the salt office, and, as I remember, he knows his Christian name, because he sent it me in the list of the commissioners. Night DMD. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.